And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio, a whole bunch of folks who are involved in the Sitkins Can Dance production, which is coming up this Saturday. To my left, Sarah Laurie, the director of the Greater Sitka Arts Council. Next to her is Owen Kindig, who's doing a couples dance with Beth Kindig. And then Ali Venneberg, who's doing a solo performance. Welcome to Morning Edition, everybody.
Good morning, Melissa.
Well, let's see. So Sitkins Can Dance, the first Sitkins Can Dance happened 2 years ago, right?
That's right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's have an overview of what this really is from Sarah. This is sponsored by the Greater Sitka Arts Council. Tell us a bit about it.
Yes, the Greater Sitka Arts Council and the Sitka Studio of Dance, it's a partnership between the two organizations. This is, as you say, the second time that we have produced this show, and it's a brainchild of Jeff Budd, and it's loosely based on the television show So You Think You Can Dance, or that's kind of, you know,
Dancing
was the
Stars.
Dancing with the Stars, yeah, is
one
what
of those.
I meant. Yeah, one of those dancing shows, or maybe a combination of the two. But anyway, and it's a chance for, we're going to have solos and couples, so the soloists will actually be judged. And they have an opportunity to get, you know, feedback and maybe make some improvements or whatever they want to do. And then we have couples, and the couples are not going to be judged.
Thankfully.
And that's just for your viewing pleasure. So we wanted to put this event together to showcase talent in Sitka and maybe present a side of your friends and neighbors that you maybe haven't seen before. And also expose the community to a wide variety of different dance styles, because there, you know, there's a lot out there, and those are all the reasons.
Well, Owen, let's talk a bit about what you and Beth have cooked up for this year. You want to give us a little insight into what you're going to be doing?
Thanks. We had such a great time the last performance 2 years ago that we decided to do it again, but we thought that it might be fun to try to condense 40 years of being together into 4 minutes. So that's what we've been doing. It's a mashup of multiple songs and multiple styles of dance, everything from tango to foxtrot to two-step, waltz, swing, and some surprises. We learned a long time ago that a performance is better when there's either children or puppy dogs in it. So,
so we can expect either children
or
puppy dogs.
So, we've been working hard on it, and we feel good.
You know, this sounds like a really meaningful experience for the two of you.
Yeah, it's biographical. It really is.
Mm-hmm. What were you going into it this year thinking that this is what you'd be doing, or did you just sort of evolve the concept?
It emerged in about the first hour of sitting down together and just saying, well, what do we want to do? We listened to music together, and then, you know, I sat and edited while Beth said, why don't you try this song? Let's add this song. And we did it together.
So was there anything surprising for you about the process or anything that you learned that you weren't expecting to?
I think that the biggest thing for me has been actually feeling like I'm learning to be a dancer, which is not, it does not come naturally. I think that's why the title of the production, Sitkins Can Dance, is so apropos.
You feel like the can is really affirmative?
Yes, it absolutely is. In fact, I wrote down three reasons why Sitkins Can Dance, that from my own experience, because there's a lot of talent here. You know, everything from Melinda McAdams and Franny Donahoe, who coached us last time, and the New Archangel dancers. There's so much great dance talent in this town.
Well, the Native Dance Troupe.
That's right, inspiring. Mm-hmm. And then another reason Sitkins Can Dance is because we accept each other. We are not great dancers, but everybody was very encouraging, and that's fun. And the third reason that I have for that Sitkins Can Dance is because we help each other. And so, like, for example, this time we were coached by Randy and Carol Huey. They invited us into their home a couple times and helped us with our, you know, moves to make them better. And then they came down to the New Archangel Studio to coach us and help us expand the choreography to fit the big stage. And so, yeah, it's a great community program.
It sounds like for you, this experience really highlights those values that you know, help the community pull off things like Sitkins Can Dance and all the other productions that people do in this town.
I think it's why we love living in Sitka.
Mm-hmm. So this highlights that for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Allie, tell us about your solo.
It's an instrumental piece. It's the main theme song from the Spider-Man movies. So that's been pretty fun. It's definitely different than what I've done in the past. It's very dramatic and intense, but it was definitely a process trying to make it with no words. But
You usually dance to words.
Yeah, I usually dance to, you know, pieces that have words. It's a little easier to tell a story. But this time I was surprised how easy it was to really like create a story and create a character just from what the music has given me. So it's been a really great experience this year.
Did you go about the process of building the piece differently because there were no words? What was that like for you?
Yeah, it was a little bit different, to be honest. I just kind of put the music on and kind of see where it went. And, you know, if I got stuck, put it away for a little while and came back to it and just kind of let the process kind of work itself out. Yeah.
Will you be wearing a Spider-Man costume?
No, unfortunately, I will not.
Aww, missed opportunity. How are you feeling about being judged?
A little nervous, but I was nervous last time as well. But it's great to have feedback always for your dancing. It makes you a better dancer. And, you know, it's the judges are really great, so it'll be fine.
Did you do a solo piece 2 years ago?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, and so the experience must have been positive, or you wouldn't be back here.
Yeah, no, it was a lot of fun. I've definitely never really been that nervous in my life, but it's just a rush of, you know, adrenaline and, you know, overwhelming support, like Owen was saying, from all the community members. It's just a really great experience just to, you know, create something of your own and then show it to your community. So
you are a senior in high school.
Yes.
And you're going to be going to college.
Yes.
So this could be your last Sitkins Can Dance for a while.
For a while.
We anticipate you'll return, though, just for Sitkins Can Dance at the very least.
Yes, of course.
So, Sarah, what are the things people need to know if they'd like to attend?
Yes, the nuts and bolts. Thank you. I just wanted to say I'm so pleased to have Owen and Allie in the studio because I'm hoping this gives our listeners a nice, well-rounded presentation of what they might expect to see at Sitkins Can Dance and some of the emotions that might arise, and also the reason the Arts Council does things that it does. So nuts and bolts. It is on Saturday night at 7 p.m. It's at the Performing Arts Center. The doors will open at 6:30. We have tickets for sale at Old Harbor Books, and there will be tickets at the door as well. They are $15 for adults, and then we have a $10 price for students and seniors. Children under 5 are free. And am I forgetting anything?
There's a cry room if you want to bring little kids.
Yes, thank you. Yes, the Performing Arts Center does have a cry room, so all ages welcome.
Okay. And just to cycle back to one thing you mentioned, Sarah, why does the Art Council do what it does?
I think because as you heard from Allie and Owen, it's really fundamentally a community organization. And so our events are based around bringing people together and giving them an opportunity to maybe try something or put themselves out there in a safe environment and to exercise their creativity and then know that they're going to have a receptive audience. But then also, you know, like with Allie and the other soloists, there is opportunity for growth in your artistic practice too. So we're trying to reach a wide spectrum of artists or, you know, people exploring the arts and just meet them wherever they are. And then also provide something fun for the audience. And our events are, you know, family friendly. So it's, it's based on all those things.
Well, great. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing that. And thank you everyone for coming in this morning. Any parting thoughts?
I think everyone should come. It's just fun. It's heartwarming. And it's fun for the performers to work on their routines, you know. It's a great experience. I love dance. I love what Melinda does with the students. I see the growth in the the students that she coaches and the discipline that they develop and the amazing reception they get when they go to college. Dance is a wonderful thing. I never fail to cry when I'm editing, a Nutcracker recital of Fireweed or whatever recital that I videotaped for Melinda. It's I love it and makes me want to try in some small way to learn how to move gracefully. It's
well,
difficult.
Now here's your opportunity.
Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you everyone for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We've been speaking with Sarah Laurie. She's the director of the Greater Sitka Arts Council, Owen Kindig, and Allie Venneberg. They're going to be in Sitkins Can Dance.